Well, Mountain on one. The Tet there moving right to left in this first half. Here's Gilbert with the ball up top for the Bombers. Jonesboro on a man-to-man. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the right elbow. Now picks up his dribble near the free throw line. Gives it to Tabor on the right side. Down to Jones just outside the lane. Jones loses the handle of the ball. It goes off his knee and out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home turning it over on their first possession of the night. We are 23 seconds into this contest as Jonesboro will have the ball for the first time this evening. Wilson will walk the ball across the half-court stripe for the Hurricane. Gives it to McBride. Now ball goes over on the left side to Harrell. Up top now to Washington. Over on the right side to Rouse. Rouse will give it up top to McBride. Over on the left wing, it goes to Wilson. Wilson will give it to McBride at the left elbow. McBride will dribble up to the top. Gives it over to Wilson on the left side. Up top now to Washington. Over on the right side, it goes to Harrell. Now back up top to McBride. Over on the left side to Rouse. Rouse will give it up top to Washington. Mount Holman, a man-to-man, by the way. No, I'm sorry, they may be in the zone. Looks like here is Harrell with it. Now ball gives it across court to McBride. To Wilson. He's going to try for the three. Will not go. And Mount Holman gets the rebound. Back come the Bombers. No score so far. 6:43 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Crawford on the right wing. Crawford's going to dribble down towards a little closer to the three-point line. Picks up his dribble. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert has it just inside the half-court line. Throws over to Jones on the left side. Jones finds Gilbert just outside the paint. He's going to pull up for the turnaround. Jumper good, and Mountain Home strikes first. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points. Bombers on top two zip. 6:14 left in the first quarter. Here is Wilson giving it to McBride. McBride's going to drill down towards the lanes. Going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Dawson Tabor and Mountain Home with the ball. And, well, they'll turn it over right in the backcourt. And now one of the two teams exchange turnovers. As Mount Home comes up with a steal of their own. Satch Harrison to the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Crawford on the right side. Crawford is going to drill down towards the corner. Now he's going to go throw it out to Gilbert, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Crawford, just as he got rid of the pass, he was called for the charge. That is Abe Crawford's first personal foul, the first team foul against Mount Home, and their third turnover of the night. 5:42 left in the first quarter. Bombers will with a 2-0 lead. Wilson into the front court for Jonesboro. Ball goes over on the right side to McBride, up top to Washington. Over on the left side to Rouse, down to Harrell in the paint. Kicks it back out to Washington. Washington's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert walked the ball into the front court. 2-0, Jones, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Crawford with it on the left wing. Throws it down to Jones. Jones cross court to Wyatt Gilbert in the right corner. His three-pointer hits the side of the backboard. Off the rim, no good. And Washington gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Jesse Washington gives Jonesboro their first 2 points, our first tie of the night, with 4:51 left in the first quarter. Tied it to a piece. Here is Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Now gives it to Crawford on the left side. Tries to throw it down to Jones. Ball's knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jonesboro. It will be Mount Holmes basketball with 4:35 left in the first quarter. Satch Harris will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Throws it up top to Tabor. Over to Jones on the right side. Jones is going to drill down towards the lane. Now he's going to kick out to Crawford. Now to Harris in the left corner. Harris is going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Harris with it. Satch Harris with his first 3 points of the night. 5-2. Mount Tone back on top. 4:20 left in the first quarter. Here is Wilson into the lane. Now he's going to go up for the hook shot. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. Back come the Bombers, leading by three. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Harris on the right side. Harris is going to drill down toward the corner. Now kicks out to Tabor on the wing. Tabor's going to try for the three. Rolls around and goes in. Dawson Tabor with his first 3 points, and it's already an 8-2 Mountain Home lead with 3:51 left in the first quarter. Here's Wilson into the front court for the Hurricane. Throws over to McBride on the left side. McBride will give it on the right side to Rouse, down to Wilson in the corner. Now up top to Washington. Washington looks to make a move. He finds Harrell in the lane for the layup. No good. Washington gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Jesse Washington with all four of Jonesboro's points. 8-4, Mounts Home leading it with 3:20 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over on the left side to Jones. Jones going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going to drill down to the left corner. Goes back out on the wing. Now up to the top, into the lane. Kicks out to Jones. Jones drills into the left corner. Throws up top to Tabor. Tabor's going to try for the shot. This one will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Harrell. Back come the Hurricane. Less than 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Wilson into the lane. Now kicks top to Harrell. His three-pointer will not go. Ball is going to be knocked around, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound as Marion Wilson picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Jonesboro. So a couple of subs coming in for Jonesboro. Kevon Pointer is coming in, as is Bradley Richardson. And Adam Sorrell is going to come in for Mountain Home. 2:44 left to play in the – or Adam Sorrell in the game for the Bombers. Adam Sorrell, a 5'11 senior. Kevon Pointer, a 6'2 sophomore. And Bradley Richardson, a 5'9 junior. Here is Matt Jones as the Mounts Home gets across the front court, into the front court. Here, ball goes over to Gilbert. Now there's Harris on the right side. Harris takes the screen, now picks up his dribble. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Sorrell. Sorrell has it on the left wing. Sorrell drills into the corner. Now he's being double-teamed, kicks it to Tabor. Tabor's going to go in for the jumper. Bounces around and goes in. Dawson Tabor with 5 points. 10-4, Mountain Home leading Jonesboro. Ball is knocked away by Mounts Home on the other end, but Jonesboro is able to keep it. Here is Harrell with the ball in the left corner. Kicks out to McBride in the wing. McBride dribbles to the corner, pulls up for the jumper. Good. Keelan McBride with his first 2 points of the night. 10-6, Mounts Home leading Jonesboro with 1:48 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Jones on the left wing. Now he's being double-teamed, has the ball knocked away from him and stolen. And then Mounts Home's going to steal it right back. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. The two teams exchange turnovers, and it turns out to be fortunate for Mountain Home. They lead 12-6 now with 1:28 left in the first quarter. Here is Richardson into the front court for the Hurricane. He'll give it to McBride. Back to Richardson. Richardson drills to the right side, gives it there to McBride. Up top now, it goes to Pointer. Pointer's going to drill down, loses his footing. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Jonesboro with their third turnover of the night with 1:03 left. Abe Crawford's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Satch Harris. And for Jonesboro, Jake Harrell's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Shamar Anderson, a 6'2 junior for the Hurricane. So Sorrell will inbound the ball to Wyatt Gilbert. Bombers with the ball leading 12-6. About a minute left in this first quarter. Gilbert into the front court, gives it to Crawford on the left side. Crawford picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to throw it down to Jones. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Jonesboro. That is Mounts Home's fifth turnover of the night. And back quickly come the Hurricane. Here is Washington pulling up for the three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes in for the layup. In and out. No good. And it looks like a jump ball is going to be called, or are they going to call a foul? It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Jonesboro keeping possession with 34.5 seconds left in the first quarter. It is a 6-point Bomber lead right now. Richardson will trigger the inbound pass for the Hurricane. Gets it in to McBride, who puts up the jumper. Good. Keelan McBride with 4 points, 12-8. Mounts Home leading it with less than 30 seconds left. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Has it on the right side, 20 seconds left. Gilbert trying to get some distance between him and his defender, Pointer. Now he's being double-teamed, gives it to Crawford. Crawford's trying to figure out what to go with it. 8 seconds left. Ball goes to Tabor, 7 seconds. Now to Gilbert, 4 seconds left. Gilbert's going to drill to the right side. He's going to pull up for the three with two guys in his face. He can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, right now is Mountain Home with the advantage as they lead 12-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.